Benjamin Dorsey drives a grease truck for Valley Proteins, just outside Washington, D.C. He's been doing it for 12 years, but he doesn't love it.
Just do what you gotta do and get out of here for traffic. It's too bad.
These days, when Dorsey goes to empty one of the company's containers for used restaurant grease, he'll often find someone has beat him to it. It may seem like it's just grease, but Dorsey gets mad about it.
If you don't pick no grease up, company don't make no money. Other people take it from you.
If it's got value, people will steal it, and so grease has value.
J.J. Smith is president of Valley Proteins. For about 60 years, Smith's company has found value in processing used restaurant grease into raw ingredients for everything from cosmetics to plastics. Most of it is used as a cheap way to add calories to animal feed. High prices for feed grains have pulled up the price of grease with them. But these days, there's a new player in the grease business. With oil prices high, demand has been growing from companies that turn that used grease into biodiesel fuel. Smith says the extra demand from biofuels is a key reason the price of grease has doubled in the past year and nearly quadrupled since 2006.
There's a finite amount of fat available in the United States, so when you only had animal feeders demanding the product, you know, it was much more in balance.
More demand means higher prices, which means more incentive to steal. Smith suspects, but can't prove, that his competitors are the ones stealing.
While they're pumping their legitimate container on this side of the property line, they might reach over and put their hose in my container at the next restaurant over while they're sitting there.
Okay, he's sitting right there now.
Driver Benjamin Dorsey gets suspicious whenever he sees a small tanker truck with a hose. He spots a truck designed to empty portable toilets. This time it's a false alarm, but he says it's been done before.
We have one out here. It's Johnny Spotty. He's using the second truck.
J.J. Smith says Valley Proteins is losing about 10% of their grease supply to theft. But even when thieves are caught in the act, the punishment is usually light. That's because each individual container is not worth that much.
By the end of the day, they may have gotten you for grand larceny, but the one location that you've got an eyewitness at is petty theft.
Plus, he says, most people, judges included, find it hard to take seriously that someone is stealing what many consider trash. But in these days of high food and fuel prices, one person's trash is another person's liquid gold. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.